Good morning. I have a story for you about a little boy who's in Sunday school. And the lesson was the 23rd Psalm. But he was quite a little boy. And so rather than trying to learn the entire psalm, his teacher wanted them to just remember the first five words. The Lord is my shepherd. And she taught them to count it off on their fingers. The Lord is my shepherd. That's how she taught them to learn the beginning of one of our most beloved psalms. Well, that little boy went for a walk one day and got lost in the woods. He spent all night in the woods. It wasn't until the morning that they could find him. And there he was, all curled up against the base of a tree, with his finger tightly clutching this finger, his ring finger. The Lord is my shepherd. When we see a field dotted white, we think to ourselves, flock of sheep. A lot of fluffy, generally docile creatures that look pretty much the same as the next sheep. As Jesus explains, this is not at all what our shepherd sees. The shepherd has a personal relationship of trust with each and every one. The shepherd knows each by their name, and each sheep knows and responds to the voice of their shepherd. The shepherd knows what makes each sheep special. Their markings, the sounds they make, whether their character is obstinate or playful. Exactly the way God knows the number of hairs on your head, or perhaps exactly the number that are missing, the exact number of freckles or wrinkles, whether we're introverted or extroverted, the curve of each cheek and jowl. The sheep trust the shepherd to find them green pastures and cool water, to protect them from harm and to find them when they're lost. And the shepherd trusts the sheep to be content with all that the shepherd provides and not run off on an ego trip thinking that they don't need the shepherd anymore, or follow after some charming, flashier shepherd making false promises. Would that it were that simple, that in response to our shepherd's promise of life, all of the sheep of this world commit to living with him. These strange days, our beloved psalm may become, hope you've got a sense of humor, Doug Ford is my shepherd, I shall not work unless essential. He maketh me to lie down on soft couches, he leadeth me beside still shops and factories, he restoreth my sleep. He guides me from a safe distance for everyone's sake. Yea, though I walk through the narrowest grocery aisle, I fear no virus. Thy mask and thy Purell, they comfort me. You anointeth my head and my hands with soap and water for at least 20 seconds. My sink overflows. Surely safety and good health shall stay with me all the days of this lockdown, and I shall dwell in my house forever. We have been very good sheep these past several weeks. When told no more restaurants or pubs or cafes anymore, we began to bake and cook, some people for the first time. When told to stay home from school, we said, woohoo! Oh, all right, if I have to. We were given a list of essential workers and services. And in the words of one radio announcer, she wasn't kidding. Who would have thought that nurses truck drivers, and grocery cashiers are more important than sports stars and celebrities. I kid you not, that's what she said. But all we like sheep, for the most part, did as we were led to do and collectively cooperate to stay home, to physically distance, to mask, to not hug the people that we care about. I'm sure I speak for many when I say that part is ruining me. We're doing what is gut-wrenchingly difficult. We're staying away from the most vulnerable. We're not visiting long-term care facilities or hospitals or interfering with self-isolations or those who are immune-compromised. We miss them dearly. We want to see them. We want to see them in person, just not Zooming. But as a society, we're learning something very important. Perhaps the most important lesson for any culture to understand. We're learning to put the needs of others before personal wants. Has anyone else noticed that entitlement is fading? Of course, I want to see my mom. Of course, I don't want to be standing on the lawn of her building, seven stories below her balcony, lamely waving. But my wants mean bupkis compared to her safety and health, and that of all of her friends and the staff and all of the other residents. Being sheepish normally means easily frightened or embarrassed, shy and timid. What about sheep who respond to Jesus as their shepherd? Those sheep are called to be bravely kind and boldly generous, to act fairly and to put others before self, to love without condition, and to respect the intrinsic value that God put upon every life. Sheepish in Christ is to follow His voice, to trust in His leading, to seek His will. But does one have to know Christ to work on developing such sheepish traits? I don't think so. Throughout this pandemic, we've been told to stay home for the sake of everyone else's well-being. The act of wearing a mask, we are told, doesn't protect the wearer as much as it protects other folks from you, who may be an undiagnosed carrier. We are learning to take measures every day to save lives, to keep other people safe. Our habit is becoming the care of and the sensitivity to another's well-being. Perhaps our shepherd, who understands sacrifice better than anyone we will ever know, is smiling at our sheepish response to this crisis. Maybe our shepherd of personal comfort, who attends to our whole life here and forever, is gently herding us toward a unity of thought and belief, a collective valuing of all life, an understanding that others are worthy of a little sacrifice. The Lord is my shepherd, but His reach has no limit. Maybe we're witnessing a global miracle. And the world is hearing his voice, the irresistible call to abundant life. Amen. As we come to prayer, a word of thank you to people like Gail Brown, who made me this. This is my Sunday mask. What do you think? And to Sharon McLean, who are very busily making and supplying masks to this church. If you want one, please call the office and we'll make sure the door is open and you can come in and get one. Please keep in prayer Beatrice Poole and Donna Karn and Ann Hamilton and Sandra Dobie, who very recently lost her brother John. Please keep in mind all of the folks in care facilities who are very truly isolated in their rooms, who don't have common areas anymore in their buildings to connect with other human beings. Please keep in your prayers the families of the military personnel that have been lost in Greece. Continue to pray for the bereft families in Nova Scotia. Let's unite our hearts wherever we may be. Let's come to prayer. God of wisdom and of love, Lord of healing and grace, Spirit of comfort and clarity, we thank you for your constant blessings and for your wondrous care of all creation. We thank you for abiding friendships and kind strangers, for fresh hopes and treasured memories, for the joys that encourage us, and for the trials that draw us closer to you in trust and companionship. Ever-present God, your love for all your children is miraculous. You know each one of us and hear every prayer. You see into every home and every heart, and you know our needs. Bless your church, Lord, here and everywhere. The current circumstance, though necessary, has been a challenge to every aspect of every ministry. Thank you for the new and beautiful ways that we're discovering to reach out in your name. Bless the church to persevere in your purposes, to be deepened in faith and inspired in service, to be the face of calm understanding, the hands of comfort and kindness, and the voice of hope. Lord, bless this world with the peace of cooperation and unity in our focus upon the well-being of humankind. Bless our leaders with wisdom and compassion and the humility to be open to your guidance. Bless our essential workers with protection and fortitude. May they feel and be upheld by our immense gratitude. We rely on you, gracious Lord, to be present to all those that we dare not visit. You must console the grieving and the frightened. Bring peace upon the dying and the anxious, heal and strengthen the sick and the exhausted. Be near to those that we name now in silence. We trust in your ways, mysterious God, and we look for your loving goodness in all things. It is in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. May we go about our days in peace, knowing that we are cared for, that we have our shepherd's hand upon us. And so may we share the love that first loved us. May the grace of God, the redeeming mercy of Jesus Christ, and the sustaining fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with each and every one of us and all whom we love this day and always. Amen.